Welcome to SelfDiscoveryWisdom.com, formerly known as Self Discovery Media. On these podcasts, you're going to hear people who speak from the heart. They've taken the journey in life. Many things have happened to them, but they've changed it to happening for them. And in their strength, their courage, they've discovered their abilities and their wisdom, and they are now sharing it here with you. Do enjoy each show. We bring it to you with love and knowing that it's going to help you on your journey of life. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, everybody. Welcome back to another edition of Ignite Your Heart and Soul right here on SelfDiscoveryWisdom.com. I'm your host, Sarah Troy. My wonderful guest today is Heather Taylor. She's literally just been taking flight, having visited Taiwan and Japan, and she's still very much up in the air, the universal air right now. We're going to be talking about the five elements of you, unlocking the core for transformation. She says, have you ever felt lost, unsure of your path or purpose? As someone who has faced immense adversity and drama and ultimately understand the struggle to find yourself amidst life challenges. Her journey of self-discovery and healing led her to develop the five elements of you, a powerful framework of understanding and aligning the fundamental aspects of your being. No matter your age, background, beliefs, or aspiration, the five elements are the gateway to your authentic self. They shed light on how you navigate the world, attract experiences, process your inner landscape by diving deep within and embodying these elements. She transformed her life from one of pain and to one of purpose. Now she's passionate about sharing the wisdom to guide others on their own paths of growth and fulfillment. Whether you seek to thrive in business, cultivate deeper relationships, or live in alignment with your higher self, mastering those five elements will provide the clarity, the tools, and the need. So let's join her today on this journey of overcoming, balancing, celebrating magnificently to the truly the person you are. And we're going to be talking more about in depth today of the path of joy and legacy you are meant to create. The time to embody your divinity is now. Are you ready to embrace the five elements of you? Hell yes, I am. Welcome, my dear. Welcome. And it's actually interesting because before I became a professional podcaster and podcast booker, it was a program I had, which was, you know, the discovery of self. And one of the things that I did the correlation of your true colors, I did the astrology, numerology, Chineseology, but also your elements, because your elements come so much into play as to where you are at what time, because we're all seasonal. Not just earth is season, we're seasonal too. And what elements do we ride in? I'm very much air, and water is very much my second. And so if we know that, we kind of know which frequency to ride on, don't we? Welcome to the show, Heather.
Hi, thank you so much. Thank you for having me. I'm very excited. Yes.
So elements, definitely very, very important in our life. And people think elements is just the weather out there. It isn't. It's the weather inside of ourselves as well, isn't it?
Yeah, it's many different layers. You know, it's looking at many cultures across the world and many different conscious awarenesses. It's a lot of times people believe it's only four elements, but it's actually a lot more than that. We have seven elements and we have five basic fundamental elements that are so key to everything that we do. You know, let's take the Native American culture. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's because tomorrow I'll be at a bear dance, but it's very much part of my core belief system, because it's about creation.
Yeah.
It's about earth. Mm-hmm. You know, it's about the air and the water and the fire. And then, you know, when we're looking at spirit and we're really taking a deep look into ourselves, you know, that fifth element is how we're impacting those around us and how those around us impact us.
Yeah. No, certainly. And that's a big one, that fifth element. I was just thinking about, you know, when you said creativity, when we look at earth, even when she has, I mean, at the present moment, I think she's put us on warning, like, if you don't get your act together, I'm going to evict you. And I don't blame her for the way we treat Mother Earth. We're not kind at all. But, you know, any time that she has an earthquake, or whether she has a tsunami, whether she has anything else, It may look disruptive to us because it is disrupting us, but at the same time, it's just a cleanse. It's a realignment, isn't it? And we kind of focus in on disruption instead of the reason why behind it.
You know, it was really powerful. You mentioned earthquake. My husband and I were in the Taiwan earthquake, which was a 7.5. It
Right,
was the
yes.
largest in 25 years.
Wow,
And
yes.
it was really interesting because when we first arrived in Taiwan, we were in Taipei, right where the main hit was. So a lot of those hotels where we were staying are now down. And
Yes.
so I thought, wow, we ended up 45 minutes outside this beautiful healer, Lamech. He wanted to work with me. So we ended up going out to his space, which took us 45 minutes away. And the hotel we stayed in was this really old hotel on the side of the water. And the old hotels built this system where if an earthquake comes, it has a huge clicking noise and the building moves with the
Yes,
earthquake. So here
go
we
with
are on, right,
the
exactly.
elements.
So here we are, we're on the ninth floor, and I am just getting ready. We're getting ready to head to Japan, and I am doing my prayer and just kind of doing my ritual that I do every day and writing my affirmations and setting my daily intention. And as soon as I shut the book, there's this huge clicking noise, and my husband was like, "Was that you?" And I was like, "Was that you?" What the heck was that? And all of a sudden, the building is just completely swaying. And being from California, you know, I'm looking for a bathtub. You know, like, okay, we need to get in a
It's all
bathtub.
showers.
But there is all showers, exactly. So we're under the table. And I don't know, it was, you know, maybe it was I was in the prayer or just really listening to spirit in the universe, but I started like rubbing my hand on the carpet. And I'm just kind of talking to spirit and just talking to the earth and saying, you know, I hear you. First of all, confirmation. Thank you for hearing my prayer.
A big answer here, yes.
Right. I'm listening. I'm listening. And I just felt like it was a moment of no matter what, I wasn't afraid. I completely had this understanding of what was occurring. And I felt so blessed in that, you know, and what are the odds that you're in this moment? And, you know, you're talking about the earth and she's just kind of saying, well, we're going to evict you if you don't start getting in alignment. It's like, yes, we just need to face ourselves. And it isn't that we don't know. You know, it's not this necessarily that we don't want to. It might be that we're afraid of it, or we don't know how, or what is ourself. You know?
No, it's interesting because I lived in Cape Town, South Africa, and they claimed kind of the foreshore was actually land they reclaimed from the sea. And I remember when they put up this great big huge building, and it kind of was the only one at the time, and they had built it to sway because we used to get earth tremors more than earthquakes, but and you would see it sway with it, and it was quite fascinating. And it's like, why do they not build all buildings like that? But that's also kind of a metaphor of sometimes go with the flow. It's safer to go with the flow than to go against it, right?
Oh, yeah, that's hilarious too. One of my students was like, okay, I'm going with the flow, but what if what if the flow, what if I'm feeling force? And I said, well, sometimes the flow is force. Sometimes the flow is being in that moment, and our earth is a beautiful example of that.
I'm a very cosmic being, so I'm not so much earthbound as I am universe bound. That's where my spirit comes from. And it's very much about fluidity. It's very much about going with the flow, with the frequency, and not going against it. But you know, I always say that the universe gives us a nudge, nudge, wink, wink, or, and if you're not paying attention, a cosmic do by four. And very often, if we resist and surrender to something that's uncomfortable in the moment, but willing to go through it, we then actually understand why. That resistance is kind of resisting that change where we're needing to go, and we will get that cosmic two by four somewhere along the line if we keep resisting.
Yes, and that's the force and the flow, because it isn't necessarily forcing the external world, right? It's about forcing ourselves, about being in that space where we're like, okay, I'm getting the signs, the whispers are becoming louder, and before the boom comes, it's time to make that action step. And I think that is the part that's so key and important to what we're doing. You know, and we're coming together as community and learning how to be community. That's the thing we're remembering.
That's the point, remembering. That's the big thing, because that's how we used to survive. We, you know, the village was only as strong as everybody's participation. Good times, bad times, outside forces. The strength was in the village and everybody's that's participation. Right. And we've forgotten our village. We became so isolated and insular that we have forgotten we are the orchestra. We need all of the instruments there.
Right. And, you know, it's really funny, too. I was talking to someone the other day and I was like, look, you know, even the man cutting down the trees in the forest or making the forest, you know, hikeable or livable, they need people to need that job. You know, we all need people right now, you and I having this conversation. If we weren't here having it with each other and people weren't wanting to hear about it, then we wouldn't be here sitting here doing it. Right.
Yes.
So we need each other. And I feel that, you know, there's just been so much attachment built up in our consciousness and in our society that we need to let go.
I think a great deal of it, of our separation is woundedness. You know, we don't know what to do with the wounding. We don't know what to do with the traumas. We've stepped into distrust. You know, one person hurt me, so therefore all people are going to hurt me. And we look at people as, are you the weapon? Instead of, are you the heart? If we come from the heart, if we come from the higher elevation of spirit, that is what we're going to attract. But if we come from the wound and the terror, then that is also what we're going to attract.
Well, yes, because really, if you're with somebody and they, or you're in a situation where you feel hurt by a person, what is it inside you that's attracting that lesson?
Exactly. Over and over again. Because until we pay attention to that lesson, it's going to be over and over again. And you can't, why does this keep happening to me? Because you haven't learned the lesson yet. And that means that we have to shift our perspective. We have to shift the way we look at things. And I feel that in many, many ways, where people used to again be in tune with nature. You know, the shepherd knew what weather was coming. They watched the animals and go, ah, the weather's changing. This is happening. That's happening. They knew because they were in tune with nature. We've become so disconnected from nature that we're so wrapped up in things that have happened to us that we're unable to feel the healing from the elements, from nature, from the cosmos, that is there to help us, that we're never giving anything without a reason, however horrific it is, right? It's not our choice to receive it. It is our choice what we do with it and how we heal from it, how we become stronger for it, and how we find a purpose because of it.
Yes, and I think the biggest thing too is, you know, when someone's working with trauma, you know, we're talking about the five elements here. You know, first is that mental awareness, that activation, which is our fire.
Yes.
And then we go into the emotional body, right, which is water and discernment. And how we discern that is dependent solely on how we're allowing our emotions to run the show or become the navigation system of our heart to our mind. And that's super important. And getting into that third element is the fundamental of the grounding self-worth. What are we doing in our earth space? You know, I'm like you, I live very much air. I have one pin on the ground for my astrology. My husband is my grounding for sure, because he's that, like the Zen monk.
Yes, that's what we do. If we can't do it ourselves, we need somebody who is our anchor, right? Yes,
right,
yes.
We have that balance. And I think it's so key and important. And when we're looking at those three aspects that we're talking about, that mental and emotional and physical body, the next part becomes containment, and that's spirit. That's really going in inside and being open to observe all the sides, not just what's happened to us, but how did we respond, or was it a reaction? And what is it that's creating the pain inside of ourselves? What trauma is coming up? And sometimes, you know, I'll have students come to me and say, you know, well, this or that happened to me, and it's very traumatic things. And I'll say, you know what? I completely understand. But is it happening to you right now?
Yeah. Yes.
Is that what you're doing now? And if it's not happening right now, what part of you is taking that past and bringing it into the now?
Exactly. We carry, and you know, when they actually finally take that coat off, they realize how much weight they've been carrying. But most of the time, people don't realize they're being weighed down. They're constantly attracting that lower vibration because of the weighing down, because they didn't choose to take the coat off. And very often they weren't aware that they were wearing a heavy coat.
Exactly. They're like, what are you talking? I have a windbreaker on. I don't know.
Did you know there were lead in the pockets?
Right. Yeah, it's really powerful. Once you go into that containment part and you've processed it and seen that part, then you move into the fifth element, which is that ethereal we were talking about. And that gives you the perspective to see this jacket, you know, and to kind of see what's happening in the body and have that understanding. And a lot of people might ask, you know, okay, I'm looking at these things, but I'm still getting the same results, or I'm still experiencing the same thing, or I thought I did my trauma work. That's the biggest one.
Yes.
I thought I did my work, you know, and it's like, you did do your work to the point in which you were prepared and ready in that moment.
Exactly.
And now a new layer's coming.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Back in 1994, I had somebody remove 152 lifetimes for me that were weighing me down and blocking my way. And I remember, you know, it was a whole new discovery of who is Sarah now without this weight. But then back in the early 2000s, you know, somebody else discovered other cellular memories that needed to be released. And so it's like, what needs to be released at that level? You get used to that, you adjust to that, you walk in that path, and now you're ready for that next level to be cleansed. And it's actually interesting, very cathartic. I wrote my own memoir, and you know, people are saying, oh, you're going to share all the juices that happened to you. And I said, no, I'm writing this from a view of Sarah's view of life. I'm looking at my life and things that have happened, how they made me feel, you know, where I felt disconnected, but who I have become because of it. So the entire book is the journey to who I am now and what experiences I've had that has made me who I am now. Still in growth until the day I die, but the journey that's brought me to this point. And I think this is the thing, is to understand everything is a journey. All the experiences are a journey. They're for us to understand ourselves deeper, understand our strengths, our courage, our abilities. How many times do we discover we have abilities that we never knew we had until we're pushed in that direction to open up and go, my God, I didn't know I can do this. We've been selling ourselves short. But when we allow and we surrender, we take that path of healing, we really discover how absolutely beautifully flawsome we are. And I say flawsome because we've all got beautiful flaws that make us who we are. But like a broken bowl, Japanese bowl, they put it back together with gold. I say put yourself back together with love. Then fill that bowl with love and let it run over. Your flawsomeness is your uniqueness.
Yes. And you know, it's interesting. My husband ran a company called Crystal Tones, which is a singing bowl company. And we're still partners with them. If a bowl breaks, you talk about what the Japanese are doing with their bowls. If a bowl breaks, you can never recreate that same bowl twice because the way it's made. Mm-hmm. So they can repair the bowl and it ends up costing more than the bowl originally cost because of the whole process they have to go through. But when the bowl is returned, it's a new frequency.
Exactly.
And the reason why is because it went through a huge change.
Yes.
Yeah,
it's elevated. It's elevated.
Yes,
right?
It's gone through its own conscious transformation.
Yes.
And so that's one of their things is like, sure, we will fix the bowl, but we cannot guarantee how the bowls are going to return because it is its own consciousness. And I feel like that's the same for us, right?
Yes.
We're going through these changes and we might be filling ourselves up with love. And as we're going through that process, we're having a different understanding of love.
Yes.
You know, that's the power in it. You know, it's funny. I was in a wheelchair. When I started walking again, I decided I was going to go to Norway and hike the Preikestolen. The Preikestolen is how it's pronounced. And so I went and I'm I'm hiking up. It's 2.5 hours to the top of the fjords. And of course, I had no idea the time of year I decided to go was the most dangerous time of
Oh
year.
gosh, of
And
course.
so, of course, right? And I'm reading this sign and it's like, don't go between these states. And I'm like, okay, well, I'm smack in the middle of those states. So I'm hiking up there, and the whole time, out there, it's kind of like in Japan, arigato, arigato, right? Everybody's saying thank you so much, or gozaimasu, right? In Norway, they say talk, which is thanks. And so I kept saying, I kept asking, how do you say thank you with your heart? I don't want to just go and say thanks. I want to say thank you with your heart. So it's tok shir lehet, which means, I'm saying thank you with unlimited love, basically. So as I'm going through and I'm hiking up this thing, I'm like terrified. I'm thinking, oh my gosh, I'm only 6 months of no wheelchair, no crutches, no walker. What am I doing? I'm alone. So I'm hiking up and I look up and I was like, all right, guys, you remember that footprints? I need you to carry me up this and get me up here. As I'm going, people kept calling me Cher Lahette. So when I returned back home to the States, I decided, I'm a tattooed girl, I decided I was going to get a tattoo of the heart chakra. And underneath the heart chakra, it was going to have Cher Lahette Semper Eternal, which is both 11 letters, so 11-11, and it's unlimited love, unchanging, always is, always will be.
Lovely.
And it's amazing, right? As
Yes.
I'm getting this tattoo, I'm feeling like, all right, I'm just gonna feel love and I'm only gonna get the joy and I'm done with the trauma and I'm moving through this. Yeah, so not what happened. So what happened was I started to learn the pillars of love because the heart chakra specifically has 12 points, and those 12 points are connected to other chakra systems, right? We have 144 in our body. And as I was going through this whole process of this tattoo, which is what happens to me, I get a tattoo and I experience it, right? It's a spiritual journey. So I'm sitting there and I'm thinking, oh my gosh, I thought this was going to show me love. And it was really funny because it was showing me compassion. It was showing me empathy. It was showing me understanding. It was showing me self-reflection. It was showing me all these parts that I, as a person, had to work through my own pain points to truly experience the consciousness of love because it's so vast.
Yes. What put you in a wheelchair?
I was hit by a drunk driver in 2006. With my two oldest daughters, they were in the back seat, and I saw the guy coming. I was a passenger, and I saw him coming, and I'm a peripheral, so I tried to get into the back seat to protect my daughters, and I had a seatbelt on, so it's called a seatbelt break. So I broke my L5S1, and I herniated every disc in my spine but two, and I was paralyzed on the right side of my body with petite mal seizures. And they wanted to do surgery, and I said no. And I went to eight surgeons, neurosurgeons, that had neuropathy, and they all wanted to do surgery, but the last one, he shut the door. I was in my 20s, I was 26, and he shut the door, and he said, "You are extremely healthy, and I could lose my job for saying this, but you need to find another way to heal. You need to find another way." And so I left in tears and relief. There was
Somebody heard
definitely
you.
a someone, yeah, someone, because I kept feeling like there's another way. There's no way that this is the way. I have to go have a titanium rod from the bottom of my head all the way down to my spine. Like, no, I'm not in alignment with that. And, I was 26. I was young. I was a single mama with two daughters, and my girls were going through physical therapy, and there was so much happening. And I had a friend, so have a friend, and he's a music producer. And he's Celine Dion's music producer. And so he was producing her music in Holland. And he came back with with this burned disc. And he says, they're going to release it to the world. But I met the people that made this DVD. And how funny, DVD time. I
Yes.
made this. I made this DVD. They made this DVD for you. It's the first one ever burned, first copy ever made. And it's not going to heal you, but I believe it's going to put you on the path. And it was the secret. It was the secret. And so I watched it. And then I watched What Do You Bleep? And then I started researching. And then I started telling my head to tell my leg, to tell my foot, to tell my toe. And so it took a year and a half to move my big toe. I was in the wheelchair like consistently all day, every day for 5 years. Excuse me. And then it took me another 5 to get out of the chair fully and be able to be, a
And hike up a
functioning.
mountain at the worst time of year. Right, exactly.
Right. Hike up a mountain, exactly. And it's been really powerful. There's times when I'm still in days where I'm like, okay, I'm having a down day or overdid too much and I need to slow down or, sit for the day or rest. But it's really kind of powerful
It's
because I
partnering
found
with your body.
myself.
And it's partnering with your
Yeah.
body. I have a condition that I know cripples a lot of people. And I have my good days and my bad days. And when I say I'm in partnership, it allows me to do what I need to do. But at any time I feel I'm overdoing it, it taps me on the shoulder and says, time out. And if I don't pay attention, it pulls the rug from underneath me and I'm flattened, right? So it's learning to respect each other. I know that if I'm going to do X, Y, and Z, I need that day in between where I nurture body, right? But give the body what it needs. And if I honor the body and honor the condition in the way that it doesn't cripple me, but it's part of me, right? We are working together. I actually think I was given it to, although it came from trauma, I actually think I was given it because my cosmic energy was too high. And I think it was given to dampen it in a way, a level that other people could feel because people weren't feeling the energy before. So I think we're given things for a reason. But it's understanding it isn't out to get you. It isn't out to punish you. It's out for us to become something different because of. And that, but it still means that the vessel we're in has its vulnerability, right? And we do need to honor it and nurture it in a way that it then sustains us in the work that we have to do.
Yeah, it really becomes the teacher. It becomes the teacher. And I think that a lot of times, people will say, well, because I'm a channel. I work with any gifts. I'm a person that moves in worlds, so my accessibility is vast. So a lot of times, they'll say, "Well, why aren't you 100% healed? Never in the wheelchair, never down, never." And
Exactly.
it's like, well, here's the deal. It's just like being a mom. I believe I have 5 children because those children ground me, and I live so much in the spirit that they help me to become functional in the world.
I
Just like my
100%
body
agree.
is saying, hello, you do exist on this planet. And because you don't recognize that, I mean, I'm so in this space
I
that
am too.
we're hiking around in Japan, and my husband's like, pay attention to the rock in front of you.
Because it is like, it's not that we're detached, it's just we're resonating on a different vibration, we're in a different frequency. And it's and also for me, I mean, a lot of people, barefoot on the ground, I need to ground. And like I do that and I feel Mother Earth saying to me, what the, and it's like, and I am more encompassing up here. I'm the wind rustling through the trees, I'm the ocean lapping against the shore. That is where my energy is. And it's a I have a grandson 3 years old who's very earthbound, and he earths me. But I have another grandson who's about to turn one next week who has Down syndrome, and I know he's spirit. I know he's spirit. It's just beautiful to see. But I predicted before they were born that one would be earth and one would be spirit, and the infinity of what they would do together would be extremely strong, which I'm about to move closer to them. So I'll be 10 minutes away. So now I actually get to see them grow up, and hopefully I'm here for another 20 years to actually see them grow up into adults, which will be wonderful. And they are that grounding. Each one of my, I have one daughter who's pure spirit. She's tattoos everywhere. Right? The tattoos all have something significant. She travels and she leaves her essence wherever she goes. You know, when are you coming back, Tabitha? When are you coming back? Her business is actually spirit. She's a mixologist and she designs drinks for people and on the essence and the vibration of the story. And she is so, we don't much, she's half Chinese. We don't look at all alike, but every time people meet us, they know immediately we're mother and daughter because our signature, our spirit signature is there. But we do need those people that can do grounders. And I have an ex-boyfriend that broke his back when he was 10. When he woke up, they had done some surgery on him. They were talking about doing more surgery. And as a 10-year-old, he said, no, I will heal on my own. He's broken his back about 3 times because of the degeneration of it. And each time it's taken him 18 months to rebuild. Right. And he's still walking today. Obviously, you know, vulnerability there, but he's walking today because he tapped in to the energy healing to heal his body. We are capable of doing that. That's the beautiful
That's
thing, is
right.
that we look at ourselves as this blob of flesh and think that only Western medicine can heal us. It's there's wonderful, beautiful medicines all over the world. Just done a show this week on, you know, the sounds of silence, the music and the rhythm that's in the silence that is so healing. There are so many different ways that we can nurture ourselves and discover who we are and what we are and what we're meant to do. But not if we come from our heads. We have to come from source, God, universe, spirit, source, whatever you want to call it. I call it divine wisdom. It's the compass that feeds the heart in the truth, that gives the spirit the energy and the action for the mind to know the clarity it needs when it needs it. But if we lead from the head on just the body, I believe we are not encompassing the divine truth. And that's the reason where we get disconnected and lost.
And I feel that's too why we have such dualities in the world, right? Because, you know, one of the things, like tomorrow I have the bear dance and we start with Sweat Lodge. And Sweat Lodge truly embodies the five elements. It really does, because you're building that fire for the stones. And then you bring the stone in, which is the earth, and you're pouring water on it, which is steaming in the air to the people and cleansing their bodies. And then all the people in the lodge are self-reflecting, externally reflecting, supporting, learning, witnessing. It's such an embodiment of all the aspects of ourselves. And I feel like, you know, I for me, it's like when I'm connecting to all these elements of myself, when I'm connecting to all these elements of the world, I'm doing it from my heart solely, and letting that go through my mind and navigate which where I go. My husband, he is all heart, but he has to take it from here because he's this tech guy, right? So he has to like take all this knowledge and bring it down into his heart. It's like fire down, water up, right? And it's really beautiful because he's learning through being married to me how to bring it into the heart and move it out of the head. And as I'm witnessing that happen, he's becoming this beautiful, clear person where he's having more understanding of what he wants to do with AI and what he wants to do with what he's creating. You know, he writes code. And so he's, you know, really working on those spaces inside himself. And it's amazing to me because I am 100% spirit tells me what to wear. Spirit tells me where I'm going. Like everything I do is
Guided.
totally and completely guided.
Yes.
And so for him, I'm getting to watch that. You know, I'm getting to watch that develop in him in his own way. And when you feel him in a room, it's like he's so silent. That's why we call him the monk, right? He's this quiet guy. I'm Chatty Cathy. And you feel his energy. You feel him walking. For me, it's like this big bubbly energy. You know, we were at this wedding. I felt like I was in a movie, me and one of my business partners. And we were like, man, it's like we're in a movie. But we were with a bunch of film crews and people from Hollywood. And it was, you know, a high profile wedding. So of course the whole thing is being filmed. And I was hugging this woman, beautiful woman from Mongolia, and everybody's, you know, Taiwanese, so they're all speaking Mandarin. Mm-hmm. And I'm hugging her, and she says, "Wait." And she runs to this table. It's a huge wedding that they wanted me to do a blessing at, and last minute. So I was like, okay. And the next thing I knew, all these people were lined up in a line to hug me. And I was like, okay, all right, I'll be in this. I'm heart-to-heart hugging, you know, and a lot of them are learning the heart-to-heart hugging.
Yes.
But what I recognized was the reason they wanted to hug me was because it was 100% from my heart.
Exactly. No agenda.
There was no ego. Yeah. I didn't care about any of that stuff. I was just grateful to be with them in that moment.
Yes.
And it was teaching them how to be grateful with themselves in that moment. Mm. And that is, we need to love ourselves.
Oh, God, yes.
Flaws and all.
Like, absolutely. What, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, one person, Maeve, you might think, oh my gosh, this is a flaw I don't love in myself. And then you meet a person that feels your flaw is the most beautiful perfection.
Yes, absolutely. And you know that the heart to heart is so important, but I also say this, when you learn to come from a place of love, now, that doesn't mean you condone things that are wrong or that you don't get angry at things that are wrong in the world, right? And you don't call people out for that, because there are many, many egomaniac, narcissistic leaders out there that are trying to lead people down the wrong way. And they're trying to hold on to a past that has gone. We've already evolved and moved on, and they know they can't be a part of it. And so they're trying to hold on to it. But we can look at that and just totally disagree. Doesn't mean we have to go down the anger part. It doesn't mean we have to go down the retaliation or the hate part. We've chosen love. And I firmly do believe that when you become love and you are the love you seek, the more love you give away, the more your heart regenerates love. And it becomes a vessel that just is constantly, you can't give out enough love. It's always there. It's always full for you to give away. And I think the more you give away, the more it fulfills you. And it just, you know, you just start seeing that wonderful pulsation of the heart grow in others. And it's just a wonderful thing to witness.
And I love that you're talking about that, because it's so important for people to understand that, you know. I was on a podcast last week in Japan, and one of the questions that it's like a question and answer kind of podcast. Mm-hmm. And one of the questions that came on was like, how do I get people to see the magic of awakening and what awakening is, and how do we, you know, really make the change? When's the big change going to happen? You know? And it was like, hold on a minute. We asked for grace and compassion this time around. So in order for that to happen, we need to be in the flow of the patience of that, number one. And number two, if you put all your energy on all these dark things that are happening, it doesn't mean don't be aware of it.
Right,
but
exactly.
If you're focused on, I got to change it, I got to do this, well, you start by changing it in your heart. You start by focusing on the things you want to manifest.
Yes.
You start by saying, I recognize that you exist over here in this space, and I choose to not participate.
Exactly.
And the way I do that is by choosing to participate where I feel joy.
Right. Right. I always say, be careful what you seed. Make sure you water and nurture. If you get weeds, that's what you seeded. So, you know, what you seed and what you water and nurture will what will grow. And just, this is a shameless plug, because this is actually related to what we're talking about. I'm a very big advocate for children, and there are far too many children being left behind. So 5 years ago, I knew that from the podcasts I were doing, that a book needed to come out to extend the story. But it took 5 years for the alignment to happen. So last year, I got the people, and our book came out this year, Our Forgotten Children. 15 people in here, each one of them addressing what system, what problem is there, and what we need to be the solution. And the solution is love and compassion and caring and understanding and putting the money in supporting families, in supporting children, looking at the education that is archaic and not preparing our children for tomorrow, and looking at so many other things. Now, we're addressing the problem, and there's a lot of problems in here, but what we're doing is inviting people to become a part of the solution by also sharing what we believe is the solution. This is my way of saying change needs to happen. We can be a part of that change when we're aware, we begin to care. And when we care, we can then step up into doing something about it. A lot of people think that if you live in kind of the spirit world, it's all kumbaya and peaches and sugar. And it isn't. It's realizing what needs to change and then getting behind it in a way that is loving, is invitational, and is empowering for other people to want to be a part of that change.
Yeah, I was guided to Mount Fuji. So we drove many hours to Mount Fuji, and I did not know that the entrance to hiking Mount Fuji is through a shrine. It's one of the largest shrines in all of Japan. And as I was going in, I was on this really powerful journey. I was scoping it out. We are doing these events, 4 events a year globally. And one of them will be in Japan. And so one of my partners, he kind of sent me on this space of like, go here, go look at here, go look here. Well, I am the kind of person that, because I listen to spirit, I beat to my own drum and tend to go off the
What course?
Exactly. So we're kind of in the vicinity of where he was sending us. But then I love trees. My entire back is a tree. I'm a tree girl. So I saw this area that had the weeping, it's like one of the largest weeping cherry blossoms. And of course, right now it's cherry blossom, which is the sakura, right?
Beautiful time, yes.
Oh my gosh. So I here I am. I'm like, okay, we'll go to the waterfall after. This is where we need to go. Excuse me. So I start on the journey and we turn the corner and there's this spring, this waterfall spring, and there's one koi fish. I'm going to post this on my Facebook, but he was facing the water and he's huge, this huge gray gold koi fish, an elder koi fish. And he's pointing, he's like in meditation at this waterfall spring. And I'm like, my husband put his finger in the water and then I put my finger in the water and I started to kind of just connect and was like, I am so grateful to witness your moment and I would love to get to know you. And then I said, where's your wife? You're in this whole thing by yourself. Where's your wife? And he turned around, he came towards me, and then he left under the moss. And I was like, okay, well, I'm grateful for that time. He came back with his wife. He brought his wife back. And there's this symbol that the koi fish swim in the Japanese culture. And they started to swim in that formation. And then I'm like, okay. So the most beautiful part is I'm getting ready to go to the Nine Dragon Shrine. Okay. And you have to hike in the woods to get there. And it was on my way to Mount Fuji. So I'm like, all right. I'm listening. And she starts speaking to me. And this might sound crazy to other people, but I definitely live in that space and it's a part of my life. And I've died 3 times and come back. And each time I've come back, I'm even more connected to the earth. So I'm sitting here and the koi fish's head is coming out. My husband is like, I'm like, are you watching this right now? This is amazing. And he's like, I know, right? So the koi fish pops up and she starts to give me instructions. She starts to tell me that I'm going to go to this place where I'm going to not know where to enter. And that I'm supposed to follow the little old man. She says, wait for the little old man. And she gives me a vision of this cobblestone. And she says, just go. You need to go. You're here for a reason. And so I looked at my husband. I was like, this is why we came. We didn't come for the tree. We didn't come for the waterfall. We didn't come for the event. We came for this moment. So we leave. We head towards the Nine Dragon Shrine. And as we're walking, that was a whole experience. We arrive there, and I have no idea the prostration. And I love all belief systems, and it's very important for me to honor the way that they do it. So I show up, and I see this husband and wife with 2 kids, and I'm standing at the shrine, like, okay, I have the coin in my pocket. I know I'm supposed to put the coin in. What's the honorable way to do this? And then spirit goes, there's people coming. So I look, and here they come, and I just backed up and was kind of sitting against this wall. And the husband and the wife and the 2 children do the process of the prayer. And then as they come out, I was like, arigato, arigato. And he knew that I was watching him to learn. And so this had happened the whole trip. Someone would come in ahead of me and show me the right way. So I come in, I do it, I go to the space where the water dragon is. It's where the shrine is actually, the gate is in the water. So there's the shrine and then the gate. And I get there to the shrine and I do my prayer and I put the coins in for each of the nine dragons and just really honoring it. And here comes this, I'm coming back and there's this little area with a dragon that's spitting out spring water. And I didn't know it was going to connect later. So I honor the water. I'm doing what they're showing. And I come around and I'm trying to go up this cobblestone wall and this stepway, and it has a big X on it. Like, do not
Don't
go,
go
this way. So I'm like,
which
okay.
is an invite to you, right? Yes.
If my husband was here, he'd be like, yes. But something inside of me was like, this time, don't do it. Because on the way there, I had already crossed a bridge that I wasn't supposed to cross. So I go to the right, and then I see the stone stepway to the water. And that's where they're putting the coin for the gate, the water gate. And this little old man pulls up in a boat. And he shows me how to go up that, don't go there, right up the gate or up the cobblestone wall. And he's the keeper of the shrines. And he's just like washing and cleaning it and in the space. And I just thought, okay, this is what the koi fish was showing me.
Exactly.
And it was powerful. And as we went to Mount Fuji and we're walking into this entrance gate, there was the big water dragon. And we were guided the whole time. And so the whole time through this whole process, such a long story, but to keep it kind of contained, my husband, I'm in transition, like kind of like a trance state, but I'm still me. I'm just getting information. And so I'm telling my husband, here, you know, write this down, because I don't speak Japanese.
Yes.
And I'm getting Japanese words. And at the end of it all, I started researching everything that was coming through, the deities that I'd connected with, who had come in, you know, contact with me, because now I'm like, oh my gosh, you know, I'm definitely on a spiritual journey here on the earth,
yes.
in the history, in the remembering. I sat and researched and it completely lined up every name they gave me, every aspect. And I just looked at my husband and said, this is why we came. This was the lesson. And the point of me feeling guided to tell this story was, you know, when I went to the second water dragon, which was the main temple that one was representing, I was talking to the dragon and the dragon kept saying, pain is part of the process.
Yeah.
Don't worry. Mm-hmm. It's okay. This is part of our transformation. Just keep going. And that was the big message for me, because I was feeling fear. You know, we had been through a huge earthquake. I'm super far away from my kids. I'm going through my own personal transformation through my relationship with my marriage. My husband and I are coming into these beautiful awakenings, because when we were in that earthquake, it was like, I'm here with him.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah.
And so it really unearthed a communication level that we both wanted to reach.
Yeah, it didn't shake you up
beautiful.
To break up. It shook you up to come together.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, it was crazy. We both were just kind of looking at each other like, I didn't even think I could love you more.
Yes. And when you look at it from the outside, you'd think that you're chalk and cheese, you know, tech guy. You know, a woman who lives in spirit. But basically what you're doing is spirit spoke to his spirit that he was unaware of, and it ignited in him. And, you know, like you mentioned AI earlier, a lot of people are against AI. And of course, in the wrong hands, AI is bad. But in the right hands, I believe that a lot of AI's consciousness is going to release our own. You know, I've just, a lot of people are like, how is tech going to do it? It's just, you know, ones and numbers. And I said, no, it learns from itself. And I feel that it's going to become part of that guidance of that consciousness that, you know, and that sometimes as a humanoid, we can't reach, you know, it's another bridge, another bridge to it. And it's hard to explain, but it's just an understanding that, you know, we're not given it to be our downfall. We're giving it to be our elevation. And it's, again, up to how we use it. And all these tools are, you know, I love the fact that you listen My daughter also says to me sometimes, Mum, what are you talking about? Because I'm a dimensional traveler. For me, everything comes in the form of image. So, like, there's always a movie going on. If I feel anything or anything, it's a visual of what is happening. And sometimes I don't know, is it here on Earth or is it somewhere else? I'm not quite sure, right? Yeah,
Yes,
but
yes.
it's all one anyway, right? So it doesn't matter if it's in a different dimension or a different planet, it's all one anyway. But it is that and where is obviously where I am most at peace. I'm most connected. My fight in my life in my 69 years is being trying to be, the human. And as just as a human, I just was so disconnected. But when my spirit and human came together, then I realized the gift I was. Not only to myself, but the gift of what I'm meant to do. And that we can't live without spirit. We're seeing that. People without the consciousness, people that are living in hate and fear and opulence and greed and power, they are without conscience. Because when you are in that higher consciousness, you know that you're enriched, you know that you are abundant, you know where the enrichment lies. And it's not in the material things. Which doesn't mean that we go then live on a farm or a teepee and that's it. No, we the human is okay to be supported, but I think we're at that crossroads in life. I would actually say the third dimension is already being left behind. The bridge is already severed on the fourth dimension. The fifth dimension is a hard at work helping people elevate, and we're now recognized sixth and seventh dimensional people as being the path to follow. But it's again, it's the free will. Is that will to understand the igniting of our heart and soul, of that coming together. You look at the matrix of a heart, the vessels and everything, and you look like that of a tree, the fiber optics and that of a tree. It is the same. We are nature. There's a lovely gentleman, Tom Palladino, and I love the work that he does. He uses a lot of Nikola Tesla's work, and it's scalar light. And if you actually look at the light rod of the scalar, it is like that of our DNA. And so it is actually a healing. And I said, not beyond healing. Imagine this everywhere, which can help ignite our consciousness and bring us into one. And I feel all people like yourself are being brought more to the forefront openly, without apology, without being worried about what people will think, because there are people there ready to receive you on whatever level they're on that. Our light workers, for a better identification, are here now to show people we have to move up into this higher elevation, this higher frequency, higher hertz, higher vibration. We have to, for the survival of humankind, of all lifekind, and for this planet, also for the universe, because everything has to be in rhythm and in sync with each other. And when it's out of sync, this is when disruption happens. So we owe it not just to ourselves, but to our village, to our community, to each other on, and all life forms on this planet, including the planet itself as a life form.
Yeah, that's going back for you just gave me 3 points. They're all talking, which I just love so much. So going back to the AI really quickly, I was definitely a person that was like, a little bit skeptical and kind of like, oh my gosh, I'm one of the people every time Suri comes on, I'm like, thank you and I love you. Now I recognize your consciousness. But here's the interesting thing. My husband started his company by creating Heather AI. He created Heather AI because I have five companies. My work is people, and I just don't have the time to get on and do the emails. And we tried to kind of hire some people to do it, but it wasn't really coming across as me.
Yeah, exactly.
And that was the hard part because everything I do is so intentional,
Yeah.
right? It's so spiritually guided. And so he basically had me answer a whole bunch of questions and created Heather AI. Heather AI ended up becoming Partner Profit AI because he realized, oh my gosh, the program I just created can be the reflection of so many other people. And so he created it where it can be anybody's AI, right? Which is beautiful. It's community. So one of the things that happened to me during this whole creation is I was recognizing something. We are honoring and creating a whole nother world of consciousness. And we're directing that. And we're playing a role in that. Just like we have our guides, whether they're angels, high self, aliens, you know, God directly, you know, whoever, whatever it is you're working with is a higher consciousness of energy that's guiding us. And we've made a decision to be here on this planet on a specific path. And our destiny is our destiny, but our free will is how we choose to experience that.
Exactly.
We're creating that with AI.
Yes, I agree.
We're definitely creating the next layer, the next layer, the next layer, because that's what everything is. And every single thing on this planet lives and is breathing inside of us. So the AI is just part of that evolution. Mm-hmm. The other thing I wanted to come in on, which, because they're bossing me around, ever so bossy, is that, you know, when one of the biggest things I think is it just really needs to be said is that when people are coming out into their spiritual awakening, when they're really starting to dive down into these things, and one of the biggest reasons why I felt guided to create the Five Elements of You through my own journey is, it's not about, let's see. Okay, so I'm going to give an example. I was sitting in a hot spring in Hokone, and the woman that I was with, she says, you know, you healed me. You healed me. I was in a very dark place, and you healed me. And I looked at her, and I said, I did not heal you. You healed yourself. And I simply held you, the space for you with love. I just loved you through it. And I think that's the biggest thing, is that we need to understand that, hey, guys, you know, we're not here for the nine truths and the one lie. We're not here for the guru space. Not that there aren't beautiful ones out there. And I'm not saying that there's not. I'm just saying you also need to be discerning and aware of, is my teacher teachable? Is my teacher... What is a master teacher? A master student.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yes. This is so important because so many times people will come to me and say, you know, I went to this retreat and I went and did this stuff and I came back and now this dark thing is talking through me. And I always ask, did you bring your tools with you?
Yeah.
Well, no, they told me to leave everything at the door. Well, okay. So what part are you responsible for your own fundamental growth? You know, just because somebody says leave everything at the door doesn't mean that you don't have your own conscious awareness and observation of what you're in.
Right.
And if it doesn't feel good, don't do it.
Exactly.
It doesn't mean they're bad teachers.
Nope,
it doesn't
just not
mean
for you.
Any of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And maybe the point in going into through that process was simply to be able to learn how to have a voice and say, you know what?
I should have listened.
I like this. Yes, exactly. So I feel like those are really important key things to bring in. And I understand the AI is scary and it's a big part of our conscious awareness. And coming into these spiritual connections and letting go of old paradigm is just as new. And
it is.
And it's okay.
Yes.
It's okay.
I mean, you know, what are we afraid of? You know, I always say that kind of the greatest gift you can give yourself is surrender and allow. Right? When we surrender and allow, you know, any time something has been presented to me, if in my core it says no, I don't argue. If I argue and I go with the head, I guarantee it's not going to work. But when I listen to my core, the same way the core that propels me forward to do something, I trust. It is that divine intellect that is speaking. It is my compass. It is shows me the way. And my heart, when it becomes engaged with it, my heart is in it. My spirit gets excited. And that mind knows what it needs to do when it needs to do it. Now I am in sync and on a roll. And I know what I do will have a meaningful purpose. And I'll be guided to do it in a way beyond even my comprehension.
That's right. That's absolutely right. And I think that's super key and important. And it's really kind of a powerful place to be in. You know, a lot of times people with trauma will say, you know, and I understand this very deeply, you know, they'll say, Well, how do I know that what my stomach is saying is the right thing? Because I feel scared of all the feelings I'm
Yes.
having. You know, and the biggest thing is, you know, if you're in a space of fear, if you're in a space of confusion, if you're in a space of I don't know, that's okay because that just means you're in the mystery of the unknown. And that's a time to be the observer.
Yes. Okay. I have a thing about fear. Common sense fear. No, common sense fear. Don't put your hand in the fire. Don't walk in front of a bus. You know that fear. You know, you walk past someone, oof, the vibes aren't right. That's your common sense fear. It knows and it's here to protect you from getting into danger. Don't confuse that fear and call intrigue or wonderment or adventure or discovery fearful. Don't put fearful to that. Put anticipation, exploration. Where would we be if we didn't step into that? We would be nowhere. We'd still be near Thundercoll. But take your common sense fear with you. That will protect you on your journey. When, you know, somebody comes up, I've got a plan for you, and you go, That's your common sense fear. Say no. Instincts say no. Don't go down that path, however the beautiful the carrot is, right? Trust your gut, trust your instincts, but don't step into fear of having it stop you from opening the door to self-discovery, to exploration of what you can be, what is to be, what else is out there, what else can I embrace, what else can I learn, what else can I do, how else can I contribute? The common sense fear will keep you safe, but don't let the other fear stop you from discovering.
And be the observer.
Yes.
Look at what's going on. There's no need to react. We get the opportunity to respond.
Yes.
And I think the opportunity to respond is a beautiful way where we can go through observation. You know, one of the biggest things, if I see somebody that has a bunch of followers and all their followers are serving them and they're not serving their people in return, that I'm not going to participate with.
Nope.
You know
I
what?
agree.
Because I will
Interaction.
wash.
Interaction. Yes.
That's right.
Yes. Yes.
That's absolutely correct. Because I'll tell you what, right now, there's not one student, there's not one person in my life that I wouldn't be washing their feet just as much as they would wash mine.
And that's
It
the way it's
goes
meant to be.
both ways. That's
Yes.
right.
And you know, this is again back to that village, is that everybody has a role to play in that village. And when somebody has something happen to them, you're there to help pick them up. When there is a celebration, you're there to celebrate with them. You could see somebody with doing a wonderful service. It's not for you. You don't need it right now, but you are so connected to the heart of that person, you are going to share what that person does with another because you feel the heart intent behind it. I get asked, who do you interview, Sarah? Because I have 18, 19 different genres, so it doesn't matter what the topic is. But I say all those that come from the heart. If they aren't driven by the heart, if the heart isn't in it, if their intent is not to make lives better, then I'm not interested. If you're in the six figure and the rah-rah and wrong show, I want
Yep,
your
that's right.
enrichment. I want your abundance. I want your wisdom. That's why it's called self-discovery wisdom. I want your wisdom to help others on their self-discovery. And that wisdom has come from the heart because you opened up to the universe, to the divine, for it to fill your heart and show you the way and give you the gift for you to share.
Yeah, and it's a powerful place to be. You know,
Very.
a lot of times there's a confusion what power is, you know, and to me, power is the ability for me to learn. Power is the ability for me to be humble. Power is the ability for me to
Empowerment.
see.
Yes,
Yeah,
yes,
exactly,
yes.
because it empowers, right?
Yes,
And
yes.
I feel like if I can come in a good way and learn, like I'm learning from you right now, you're learning from me. We are in
Exactly.
this cosmic flow of each other. And like I can feel our high selves hugging each other's high selves. You know,
Exactly. We're
like,
having a
look,
party.
I was gonna say it's a love party,
Exactly. And that is what
baby.
it's about. It's like we have to understand that very often the words that we say, and everything has meaning, everything has a reason. Like you were talking about the five elements, the different colors, the chakras, Right. You know, if you're craving a particular colorful food, very often it's your chakra saying, I need to be fed, I need to be nurtured. All of these elements, all of these things are here for us to be in sync. When we're out of sync, then we're in a disconglobulation. We're not there to serve. We need to serve ourselves in order to serve others. The other beautiful thing about, which I don't know about you, but for me, people think I'm an extrovert. I'm actually an introverted extrovert. Because when I'm not doing this and I'm about to move to my own home, which my beautiful children bought for me, so I'm closer to them and closer to my grandchildren, which is a divine gift. This will be the first time in 43 years I'll be living on my own. And people say, aren't you going to be, sad or this or that? I have this beautiful feast of when I interview people. The rest of the time, I can be in silence. But that silence isn't quiet. That silence is constantly showing me things, constantly taking me places, constantly having me learn and feel and nurture and recharge or know where to go next. We're so busy fulfilling all the time. We don't know. Just be in silent space and allow. It's a beautiful place to be because that is where it will transcend you to all those lovely dimensions and places and everything else, where you won't think it's odd. It will become the norm.
Yeah, for me, it very much is the norm. And I think for you as well. And even with my children, people will be like, you have five kids and a grandbaby in that house. How are you guys so quiet? And it's like, well, my son was playing the bowls. My other son was on the chi machine aligning himself. My other child, my girls are avid book readers. The grandbaby is drawing or painting. We're all very comfortable with ourselves,
You
but
know how
it's
to be in
not
harmony with each other.
exactly. And we know how to be with ourselves while we're all around each other.
That's the
I
key.
mean, that's the
Yes.
key.
That's
Exactly.
it. Because, it's like in
Exactly.
a relationship, if you can be in a room with your partner and not talk with each other, but you feel each other, there's a conversation going on beyond the words. Right? Not even the look, the essence of you is there. That is when you know you've got the right partner. When you can feel each other, but there isn't the need to speak. That which doesn't mean don't
Yes.
have a conversation. It means allow your spirits to have a conversation.
That's where it is right there. I mean, I telepath with all of my children, always have. And my husband is the same way, but there's moments where, I'm a girl and I like girl things. So, like, there's girl shows I like to watch. I don't watch scary movies. I don't watch violent movies. I like to watch comedies and love stories. That's where I am. If I want to see sadness in the world, I can go see it somewhere else, not on the TV,
Put on
right? Right. So I'm
the
watching my girl movie and he sits beside me and he's reading his book and being in his space. And then he'll say, oh my gosh, honey, look at this thing I found. And I will pause the show because that is not my priority and be in the space with him and go down that exploration while he's exploring himself to be support and love him through that and be in the joy of it with him. And then I'll press play and he'll take a pause and he'll watch the wedding or whatever romantic thing I'm watching at the moment, Sandra Bullock dancing in the woods, you know what I mean? Whatever it is. And then he'll go back to his book and I'll go back to what I'm doing. And I think that, so often we have people that come, especially when I'm working with relationships, and it's like, well, he needs to do what I want him to do. He needs to spend time in this space, or she needs to. And it's like, hey guys, the question is that first of all, if your partner never changed and they stayed exactly the way they are they enough? And if they're not enough, then what is it inside you that's not enough?
We this is but social media, AI, everything is an algorithm. We're an algorithm, right? So if you're getting all this negativity or lack coming to you, it is because that is what you're attracting from within. But while people are pointing fingers, it's government, it's this, it's that, and I say there's three fingers pointing back at you. Where's your accountability? What are you going to do about it? What's your responsibility? And we don't realize, and because we've been conditioned not to realize, religion and government and everything else has been telling us, pulling our strings for so long that we've forgotten how to take accountability and ownership of our own selves, right?
That's right.
And so, it
That's
is
right.
about what are we going to do about it? And yes, I understand you're hurting. I understand you're confused. Been there, done that, right? And at some point, I had to make the choice. I call it the sunny side of the street. I had to make the choice to come out of the dark and cross over to that sunny side of the street, even though it was blinding at first. And I felt the shadows chasing me. I can now go into the dark, for I am the light. Before, I was in the dark, hiding from the light.
That's right. That's right. And that's really funny. Yeah, I was talking about that the other day about hiding in the light. And, someone was, we were at dinner. There was this amazing, it was a hilarious restaurant. He was this beautiful Japanese chef who had gone to Long Beach, California to, bring a little bit of American culinary arts to his Japanese venue. And when you go, it's called High Spirits. And when you go in, there's a sign that says, "This is like a tapas. These are small items, small snacks, and you cannot enter if you do not have at least one alcoholic beverage." And my husband and I were cracking up because the guy opens the door and he goes to this other group in front of us. He goes, "Do you drink? All of you have to have one drink, because this isn't just a restaurant." And I understood once I got there. I was like, "Oh, well, I'm going to try sake. We're in Japan. I'm going to have a little bit of sake, right?" So we get sat next to these four beautiful men. They're Brazilian and they live in Thailand. And one of them is a martial artist. He's a martial art teacher. So we're sitting there and we're having our sake, and they're looking at what we ordered and, having this moment. And all of a sudden, he starts talking to us about, what's going on in the world and how we're approaching this and what's happening, and this whole kind of journey he was going on. And I just thought, oh my gosh, this is the most beautiful experience for us to witness the diversity and the duality of humanity and how they're all awakening and coming to these beautiful realizations and really honoring and owning that part of themselves. And the other part that was coming through that I really felt like I kind of sat back and was observing was they were angry, but they were
Hopeful.
compassionate and hopeful and coming together and feeling this balance. And it was like, okay, all right, I'm really seeing what's happening here. And it was hilarious because I'm thinking, my husband and I wanted to try new food. We're here to try new food. And they have, of course, had the salt at the door, which was clearing the energy. And it was such a clear space for me to just be a witness and an observer of what's going on with our other people, how they're feeling, what's coming up for them, how are they approaching that space. And it was really kind of powerful because he's this huge instructor in Brazil and bringing it to Thailand. And I just looked at him and I said, you are aware that where your heart is at is how you are impacting your students. And when we finished the end, he gave me this big old bear hug. He's this big guy. I'm not a big person. But it was powerful because I could see his heart soften. I could see him coming into this other space of consciousness. I could see him finding his way back to himself. And that's a powerful place to be.
I mean, I'm a bit of a chameleon when I'm around people. I'll meet them where they're at, right?
Oh, yeah.
Because it's, my force may be too forceful for them. So meet them where they're at. I'm still Sarah, but Sarah may be on a different channel or a different volume, right? Because not everybody's ready for that higher volume. But it's really interesting how some people will react where they know you see them, They know you don't have to say anything. They know you see them and they don't want to be seen because they know that they're not paying attention. And then you've got other people that are busy talking and they look at you, okay, you get that, don't you? Right. And sometimes, as you said, you just need to be witness. And then, other people, it's like they may never get there. I'm rarely around those kind of people because my energy attracts differently. But there are those kind of people that it's still very much everybody else's fault and no accountability of their own lives. And that is something we need to understand. What happens to us, we may not have a choice. What we do with it is our choice. And the more that we tap into our own beautiful divine essence, we realize we are not alone. We have the collective with us to guide us on our journey all the time to face whatever it is we need to face when we need to face it. But we've got to go in and meet those beautiful empowerments that is going to help us on our journey.
Yes. It's funny. My 12-year-old, he's a pretty funny little guy. And he came in and he says, and I teach this in part of the process. So part of the process is, accountability, self-worth, being in an awareness, observation. And the other thing is, are you being self-full? And so I'm always asking my boys, are you selfless in this situation? Selfish in the situation, or are you being so full? And so it kind of helps them find their own accountability of, wow, I was kind of being selfish there, or wow, I was sacrificing myself for my brother. And so my son, he comes up to me, he goes, Mom, are you being selfless, selfish, or self-full? Because I kind of feel like you're being selfless right now and you need some time for yourself. I was
Yes.
like, okay, buddy. You're definitely teaching mama right now. Yeah,
That's
and then
when you
that's
know
so important.
they're truly learning is when they throw it back on you.
Oh, yeah.
I get that from my kids all the time. Mom, mom, you're giving too much away. Mom, what are you doing for yourself? What are you doing for this? And because it's very easy for me 7 days a week to be working and other people and then other people, but what are you doing for you? Oh, the grandbabies will look after those. No, what are you doing for you?
Are
You know,
you?
and yeah, and sometimes I have to look at it and go, but this is for me. No, what are you doing for you? And I have to look at it sometimes. It's like, yeah, you've got a point there. I haven't been doing anything particularly just for me for a while. And so it's getting back to that. And we have to understand we need to do things for ourselves, our own pleasures, our own joys, because if otherwise we're just stepping into service all the time and that selfless can deplete us. Right. So,
Yes, we can be over accountable. We can be over compassionate. We can be over empathetic. There is a balance in those spaces. And for me, I'm always asking, where's the driver? Where's the driver? Because if I am in total and integrity with myself and I'm fully walking in my heart space, which is like 100% of the time for me, and I see somebody coming, like for example, maybe they want me to do a business thing with them or whatever it is, I always look at, where's the driver? Are they in service of people? Are they in service of self and others? Are they just in service of yourself, using others to put a mask on? What's really going on?
And it is a fact, we do have to remind ourselves sometimes, especially if we have those pillars. Bless you. Especially for all those blossoms from Japan. So, right? So, we've got lots of blossoms out here right now, definitely feeling it. But, that is, I feel we've got to have you back on again. There's just so much to talk. And I'd actually love to have you on with your husband and kind of get
Oh,
the
yes.
infinity. I think that would be absolutely wonderful. So, I'd love to do that again. And we've got to set that up. But you have a free giveaway. Tell people about that. And then we'll also talk about a giveaway to the one person. But let's talk about the free giveaway that you're giving away right now.
So the giveaway that I'm giving away right now to everybody who's listening today and watching is the Five Elements of You handbook. It's 22 pages of a beautiful breakdown of instructions and homework. Oh, my students say I'm a huge homework giver. But it's beautiful. It teaches really a lot about, yes, it's about the fire. Yes, it's about the mental. Yes, it's about the water, the discernment. But it's also about how you work with those energies. And that was one of the reasons I felt so guided to share the story about the koi fish, because it's the way we're communicating with those elements. You know, a lot of times my students will have a homework of go get a bowl of water. And for the next week, you're going to be communicating with that water. You're going to be asking that water how to move and how to work and how to walk and what it's doing so that you can get connected with that element. So there's so much there. It's so fun and yummy. It's just basically the beginning. And, you know, if you guys feel guided, you can always go to one of my website, gettailored.love, and sign up for a course we do online, which is 16 weeks. And that's a very, very deep dive.
That is wonderful. Then now, the gift that you have here will go to one person. And what we're going to do is give the password here. So somebody has had to listen or watch the entire show in order to get what this gift is. And you want to give away to one person a live stream ticket to your event in Mount Shasta Lemurian Life Expo. Have I said that right?
Lemurian Life Expo. You guys are more than welcome to go to lemurianlifeexpo.com and take a look. Lemurian, Lemurian Life Expo.com. It's a beautiful event with very well-known channelers around the globe, and we are going to be doing workshops, and we have Wendy with us. She's an amazing channeler. We have Heidi, who is an animal communicator. Her show is number one in Japan right now.
Love that.
She's amazing. You will love her to bits. And if you end up coming to the event, you can bring a photo of your pet, and she can tune in and do some communication for your pet. So there's a lot of things unfolding. My husband also will be doing a workshop about the bulls and how to live with the bulls and experience that frequency and vibration, as everything is math.
Yes.
And there's so much. Just go to the website, play, have fun. The one winner. So how would you like to do this?
You're going to give a password. Yep. They have to reach you with the password. You're going to give the password. Right. What's the magical word?
So the first person that reaches me with this password through my email, heather@pureeffectbalance.love, will be the winner of the live stream ticket. Our entire event is filmed and will be live streamed with Spectrum, which is a very, very large production company who is part of our owners for our business. And we are just so excited to have Ken with us. He will not only live stream it, but the way he films it is just like you're there. And I think that's so yummy and powerful. So the password is going to be Sakura.
Which is going to be?
Sakura.
Sakura?
Mm-hmm.
So if you've heard Sakura and you want to be a part of this live stream and watch this, you have got to reach out to her. And that's the only way you're going to get it, and it'd be the first come and first serve. So that is, again, Heather at pureeffectbalance.love, right?
Yes.
Pure effect. So instead of perfect, it's pure effect balance.
Pure effect.
Love it. Sorry, my dyslexia gets in the way there. So
I'm with you. I'm the same.
No. It takes me a while because I reverse letters and things. And of course, your site is gettailored.love. And I do want you back again. And of course, that gift, if you want to just simply come to selfdiscoverywisdom.com and plot in her name. That's all you have to do. Heather Taylor. The show page will come up with the link to that free gift. And you know, as I said, first come, first serve, who gets that wonderful gift. And what an event that would be. Even if you're a first timer or somebody that's really immersed in this, I guarantee it's going to feed you on many, many levels. So definitely become a part of it for sure. When is the event, by the way?
The event is June 19th through 24th. And we have the live stream that you'll be getting the ticket to is for every single person. So every presenter, every workshop, you will have access to.
That is
so
a wonderful gift.
Very, very powerful.
That's a wonderful gift. Fabulous. Quite envious. I definitely am. And then I want you back with your husband. And I want to take this conversation even further, have him even talking about the AI and everything else, because let's face it, absolutely everything is frequency, everything is measurable, every single item has a measurable frequency, and it's tapping into that frequency and getting into the rhythm of it and using that rhythm harmoniously in order to propel our lives forward in a meaningful purpose. So we're going to book that. So that's going to be really exciting as well. And I know that you're still jet lagged, and so you're probably ready for bed at the present moment. And so thank you
Well, we
so
have
much.
kids to get, but yes, that'll
Oh
be my
God, yeah, it never ends, right?
goal.
Never ends. Remember, self-full.
Helpful, exactly. Thank
Time
you
to
for
get your
that.
equilibrium back there. But thank you so much for sharing today. This has been really illuminating. I can't wait to interview, the two of you together. Keep the conversation going. This is where we're going, folks. This is where we are going. This is who we are. This is what awaits us. And all it's been here all the time. But our evolution as human beings is to stepping into it and understanding what it means to us individually and collectively, and what it means to this planet, and quite essentially also to the balance of the universe. So it is essential that we step into this and don't be afraid of it, because the more you step into it, into the illumination of the love and the light and the peace and the purpose that it is, and the more you actually understand why you're here. So most certainly, let yourself be.
Yes. Yay. I'm so excited. And I can't wait to have you on my show
Oh,
with
that would be
my
wonderful.
co-host, Ruben Langdon. I would love to have that happen. And
That would be
Ruben
fabulous.
is the director, creator, and host for Interview with Ed, which is where people can also see my two episodes. I am the last two episodes of season three finale. And right now, those episodes can be seen through the links that'll be provided. And in about 6 months, it'll be on Gaia.
Right.
So we're
Well, right
very,
now
very
it's on your show
excited.
page, so they can just go to your show
That's
page and it's right there.
yay.
So as well
Yes.
as this show obviously being on there. And one of the things I promote people to do is have podcasts, like book clubs, podcast clubs. Everybody listen to the podcast, take notes. Afterwards, glass of wine in hand, good drumstick or whatever it is, feast together and share what you each got from it. Everybody's going to, this hit me, this did this, this did that. But when you share it together as the orchestra, you truly understand the impact of the whole story, of the whole image. It enriches you all, it empowers you all. Have podcast parties, enjoy the podcast, and then share what you got out of it, because it will just expand it so much more.
Yes, yay, I'm excited. May this continue, and
It
thank you
will
so much
continue
for
for sure.
having me.
My pleasure, absolutely my pleasure. And to everyone else out there, please don't be afraid to let your elements shine, to step into all of them. Let your chakras guide you, let your beautiful consciousness guide you. I promise you, that is not here out to get you, it's here to propel you. It's here to show you the way. And I promise you, it's also living in such high elevation of such love and such divine wisdom is so peaceful. It is so clear. It is so encompassing. It's a wonderful place to be. Come on in, the waters are great. So until next time, folks, bye for now. We hope that you enjoyed the show. There are so many more for you here on selfdiscoverywisdom.com. Just go to the podcast tag at the top there, and you will see all the many genres and all 3,000 shows ready for your listening. We are here to serve you, to help you on your journey of life. And we know that through inspiration, it begets invitation. We are supported by you, the listeners, and those that we interview. Anything that you can spare us in donation would be greatly accepted. And we do hope that you enjoy the next show.